Our lulu the sugya brayv v'karav halchanacha harayv. Chavtala namar aleph. I think we're up to itmar chavius shetzafa benahar. Let's learn the last piece of Gemara, and then we'll touch back on the discussion which actually began last week. Itmar chavius shetzafa benahar. A barrel of wine that came floating down the river. Amarav nimtzas keneged ir shirubi Yisrael muter keneged ir shirubi nachri masira. That if you find it keneged the city that's Rav Yisrael, so that's good. You find keneged the city that's Rav Gayim, so then that's also Yisum Ziyayin Eser. L'chayre, he's saying there you go baser Rav Mishmuel Amar. Afilu nimtzas keneged ir shirubi Yisrael asura. So if I can. So Rav says you go according to the city that's Kara, if you go according to the city that's closest. And mainly you don't look at the rest of the world. And Shmuel says, even if you find it next to a city which is Rav Yisrael, so the Kara is Rav Yisrael, if you don't go according to the Kara, if you go according to Rubini Alma. Shmuel says, Afilu nimtzas keneged ir shirubi Yisrael asira eima mahayda Kara asya. Because some chayshish that it came from a place further upstream. Korah is the name of a large city. She says they're talking about Nahar Pras. And further down, there's this big city, further upstream. And Shmuel says, V'chayshish, it came from there, even though it's Rachayk. But he says, V'chayshish, it came from there. Leim of Yerub Chanina Keniflagi. Mar Islay Yerub Chanina, Umar Maslay Yerub Chanina. That Shmuel holds like Yerub Chanina. So he holds, you go bus a ride, you don't care what's Korah. And Rav doesn't hold Yerub Chanina, so Rav holds, you go basakarayv, you go according to the closest city. So the Gemara says, loy, the kuliyami is ludra b'chanina, v'ha-ha-ba-ha-kim-iflugi, they argue with something totally different. The marsavar, one of them holds, im isa, the mahai, the me'ihi, the kara, asoi, you want to be chayshish that it came from this place called Kara, the city. Akule Epshuri have a matvi law. The bends of the river and the pshure are the ice or snow that's in the river would have sunk it. The barrel wouldn't make it so far from upstream all the way downstream. Because the Akule Epshuri would stop it. So that's why Rav says when Akhleshish came from upstream. This expression, Akule Epshuri have a, is a rabbinic expression. Look in Shuvas. They talk about making plans and who knows if it will come out. Very often it uses the Lashon Kama Kulei Pshure Yika. There are many bumps on the road until you get there. It's an expression that comes from here. So Rav says that this barrel will never make it downstream. That's why I'm not Chayshish. Amar Sava Charifa Denara Nakit Vasayin. Shmuel says it would. So everyone agrees really to Rav Chanina that Rav V'Karav Halchanach HaRav, and that they don't argue. This is what the Gemara is saying. Consistently, keeps on answering Rav Chanina. Gemara brings another case. This case we'll discuss. Ha'hu chatzba d'chamra d'shtakech b'fardisa d'arla. There was wine, a barrel of wine, that was found in a pardis, in a vineyard, d'arla. That pardis is in arla, the first 3 years that you plant anything, certainly grapes. This is din arla. So the question is, where does this barrel of wine come from? Does it come from the grapes in this paradise? In that case, it's Arla and it's Asr. Or does it come from a different paradise? And in that case, it's Mutter. Shariyei Ravina. Ravina said it's Mutter. Lema Mishum de Savala de Abchanina. The Karaif says that these grapes are from this paradise. In that case, they're Arla. The Raif says it came from Ruva de Alma, which is not Arla. So the Gemara says, L'chaira, he's saying like Rav, he's going like Rav Chanina. So the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the Migdav Mino Atzluye Begava, Loi Matznoi. If they would steal it from there, they wouldn't hide it there. If they would steal the wine from there, they wouldn't hide it in the same paradise. Vani Vilichamra, Aval Invi Matzni, grapes, they would hide. So you have to help cop what's going on here in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, the psaki is that the barrel of wine is mutter. You find a barrel of wine in a paradis of Arla, the psak is that it's mutter. The Gemara asked, Laima, it's a right to Rav Hanina. Then you go bust a Ruba the Alma. So the Gemara says, here it's a different reason. Here it's because of nobody, Agadev, wouldn't hide a barrel of wine in the same paradis where he stole it from. Now, Lahalacha, do we need this Gemara's teretz? Lahalacha, we pass like Rav Hanina. We pass the way the Karav often have other eyes. Do we need this Gemara's teretz lahalacha? Chara not. So the Gemara originally said the reason it's mutta is because you go basarayv. Right? The Gemara said it's why you go basarayv. So the Gemara said a teretz to answer if you don't hold like Reb Chanina, it's still good. But if you do hold like Reb Chanina, so then it's zicha good. You don't have to come on to the Gemara's teretz that the Ganovim wouldn't hide it in the same paradise. And the Rosh says that. The Rosh says, Lahalacha, there's no difference if it's a barrel of wine or grapes, anything that you find in a paradise of Arla is mutter. Because we say it came from Ruba de Alma, Rai Vakarev, we pass Lahalacha, Rai. So the Rosh, Lahalacha, there's no difference if it came from, if it's grapes or if it's wine. Or if there's such a thing that kind of and don't hold in the same parish, it doesn't matter because this Gemara's teretz is shomay alim de hilchasa. The whole Gemara's teretz is to answer those who don't agree with Reb Chanina. That means if you do agree with Reb Chanina, you don't need the teretz, and it remains as the Gemara said originally. Right, the car of Alkanachar right. That's the psak of the Rosh. The Rambam and the Ramban disagree. Now, the Rambam, we know he disagrees. We don't know why. He doesn't say a svara. The Rambam just paskins. If you find wine in a paradis of Arla, it's mutter, because Ganavim wouldn't hide it in the same paradis. But if you find grapes in a paradis of Arla, it's also, you say, you assume it came from that paradis. The Shtetl Rambam, and the Rambam says the same thing. So the kasha is, what do you mean? Raiv v'karaiv, halchanacha haraiv. So if I find grapes in a paradise, I find, I'm not talking about grapes that fell off a vine. I'm talking about, I find a barrel of grapes. Why should I ask for those grapes? It's takachu if they came from that paradise, there are not. But it could be they came from a different paradise. Raiv v'karaiv, halchanacha haraiv. So here is where the Ramban writes as he says, that the machloikis of Rai Vakar of Halchanach Arai is only when you find something Shalai b'makaymai, you find it, it was moved, not in its original place. Let's say it's a barrel floating down the river. So you know it was removed from its original place. Or you find a bird walking not by its shaiva, it's not in its original place. Then we say Rai Vakar of Halchanach Arai. However, in a case where it's b'mekaymai, there you say kanim tzakanayim. You say this is wherever I found it. This is where it's from. It's just I say kanim tzakanayim. I find grapes even in a barrel in a paradis. I say kanim tzakanayim. It came from here. Muki Yosef also brings the Ramban, the Kitzer, the Afilu Reb Chanina, the Kaimalon Azlina Basaruba. Afili e kokorva, you go basarayv even against karayv. Hachas vina nanavim damina kanim sukan hayu. The whole lashon. Here I ask because I say kanim sukan hayu. So this is that yisoid which I mentioned last week from the Ran, the Sman, the Shach, from the three Gedalei Apaiskim, that say if you find something in its place, you say kanim sukan hayu. You say you go by this place, not by other places. The Taz says in Reish Tzadik Daled by Hilchas Arla Taka, he brings the Ramban, and the Shach and the Sma say it. The Shach says it by meat, like we discussed last week. If I meet on an avenue, you could assume it came from that, from Reif people who walk by that avenue. You don't go according to the whole city. But this B'Kaimah, this is the place it was dropped. This is the place I know which people walk past there. And the Mela, I go according to this market. And the Smas said it by a Shavas Aveda. You find an Aveda on an avenue, and you know that this avenue is Rav Yidden, go bus a Rav Yidden. If you know it's Rav Gaim, go bus a Rav Gaim. You don't go according to the whole city. Even though normally I would say Rav the Karav, Hachanach HaRav, Karav doesn't matter. But the Mekai Moshani, in its original place, it's different. This is the sheet of the Rambam and the Ramban, and this is their mark. If you don't know, so what do you mean you don't know? You don't know which is right.
If you don't know, I'm talking about that particular area.
If you don't know, because you can't know, you find something in the woods, and you can't, there's no way of knowing, so then you go buser right up the city. Right up the closest city is in the woods. That's right, the Karav Hachanach HaRai. That's what we said. If you're walking in the mountains, like the Gemara said, then you go according to the closest city. Right, the Karav Hachanach HaRai, you go according to the largest of the closest cities. And if you find it in the street, just you don't know because you don't know how to estimate, so then it's a suffix, it's like every suffix. So then the kasha is, why don't I say that by wine? When I find wine in the vineyards, so why don't I say by wine the same thing? By wine we say that the wine that you find in a vineyard is mutter. Because Rav Karav Hachanach HaRai, but that's Mekaimai. Why don't I say that it's Mekaimai? So the Pnei Shlomi answers that it's not Mekaimai. Because wine doesn't grow in a vineyard. The grapes have to be removed from the vineyard, taken to a wine press. They have to be squeezed into the wine press, put into barrels. And then they were moved. In the wine press, wine is Mekaimai. Back in the vineyard, their wine is not Mekaimai, because it had to be moved. It had to come from somewhere. And since it had to come from somewhere, well, normally I would say it's the same owner of the vineyard that brought it back to his own rishus. But here it's hidden by a ganav. It's hidden by a ganav. So we say ganav wouldn't hide it in the same vineyard where it came from. So there it's not called Mekaimai. And if you hold right the Karav Hachanach HaRai, but the Gemara said it's not shver, that you go Basar Ruba the Alma because there's no Mekaimai and there's no Karav.
Anything you find is not Mekaimai. Anything you find in the street is not Mekaimai.
Anything you find,
everything is
removed. Right. So if I can know the traffic in this vineyard, how many people walk through, so nachinami, I'll go by the vineyard. But it's a private person's vineyard. The ganav came in. There's no right of the traffic that came in. Right. So it's just the mekaimai. If something was dropped, it was by someone. So I know this is mekaimai. How many people go by? If it wasn't dropped by anybody.
Until you find something on the street, until you find a piece of meat in the street, you find the claim in the
meat. Why?
Because the meat didn't come from the street. The meat came
from the people that walk past this spot. So I can judge the people that go on this spot.
Because
the Gemara said over here. By wine in a chinami. If the wine was dropped, I'd say rife people who go by the spot. But here the wine's found in private property. There's no rife people who go by. Some guy kind of snuck in and hid it here.
Why wasn't it the
Baal? What?
Why is it not the
Baal? That's what the case is, that's not the Baal. That's the whole Shaila. The owner comes, he says, I found a barrel of wine in my paradise. So this is the din of Mekaimai, Mekaira. The Rosh disagrees, the Ketzais, and Simirei Samach Beis. He talks about this Ramban. He says that this Ramban, his Yisai, which all these Paiskim hold of, is only like the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Rosh doesn't hold of Mekaimai. He doesn't hold that the Mekaimai is any different. He always says, Rai Vikar of Halchanach HaRai. He doesn't hold of this Ramban's Chiddush, that if you found it in its place and you can judge this spot, that you don't, you go bus the spat, which is the Ramban Shita, and the Paiskim Shita, they say the Rosh disagrees. Yeah, the halacha is, anytime it's Eshel Levarer, you have to be Mevarer, unless, only if it's Eshel Levarer Bakal. Yeridea, we have that idea. And we check the lungs for treifus because it's efshel l'beroi v'kal. We don't check the brain for treifus because we say l'chareif, we say that most animals are not treif. So someday you could be mevar easily at b'chiv to be mevar. Sais asks, how could anybody argue with the Rambam? The Rambam said in Mekayma, you go according to this market, not according to Ruba da Alma. So he says, we had last week numerous cases where the site of the Ramban is clear. So he asks from two such, or three such cases. He asks, number one, from the kiss that was dropped in the street. And there's money right next to it. And the kiss, the mouth is, of the kiss is open facing where the money is. It appears that the money fell out of the kiss. Or Kaylee Molipeiris that fell on the street. And the kiss has a simon. The money has no simon. So it's a Mishnah in Eva Metzias. It's a halacha psuka shulchan aruch. That we say that the money belongs to the owner of the purse. Your machriz, your chayav bahachriz on the purse. And the money which is next to it, you also chayav bahachriz. Why don't we say Roy v'karav halchanacha harayv? So I say, yes, that why do you say here you have a purse, 10 inches away you have money? So it could be it came from the purse which is karayv, could be it came from Ruba da Alma. Why don't I say Roy v'karav halchanacha harayv? So the Tzai said, you like the Ramban, it's good. Like the Ramban, it makes sense that this idea. Or the case of Markulis, he brings a case where you have rocks that were Markulis and Avodah Zarah, they throw rocks at. The rocks around it are also Asabamah. So we say, if you find rocks, Karayv, close to the Markulis, within Machlokes Rashi and Taisis, either 4 amas or 1 ama, but whatever it is, you find it near the Markulis, so then your Vaita, it's Asabamah, because I say it came from the Markulis. Right to the same kasha, right the karev. Mishlom like the Ramban, you go. It's mekaymais. You go according to karev. But if it's not mekaymais, so then why don't you go buster Ruba da Alma? If you don't hold a mekaymais, the Rosh doesn't hold a mekaymais. You should go buster Ruba da Alma. The third case with the mace, you find a dead body, and you find a ring or something on the body. The body itself is already decayed, it's not identifiable. So the halacha is that if you find a type of beggar that people don't borrow, a regular beggar people can borrow. Let's say you find a ring or a wallet on the mace, so you say that we can identify the mace. So again, it's Mekayma. If you hold on Mekayma, it's very good. The wallet could be from the mace, it could have come from somewhere else. But if you hold that, you don't go bust a Mekayma. Why do I go bust a Kariv and not bust a Ruba da Alma? So these are cases where you say the rule of Mekayma, and it doesn't seem to stem with the Rosh. It's the Tzaisis Kashi. The Netziv doesn't bring the Ktzais, but he explains the Rosh in a way that answers the Kasha. And he says there are two different rules. There's the Rabban's rule of Mekaymai, which we talked about all last week. That Mekaymai, you say it came from there. You don't go by Saruba now. And the Rabban's rule of Mekaymai is Machlokes, the Rosh, and the Rabban. Find the grapes in a vineyard, they're in a barrel in a vineyard. So the Ramban holds that it's Mekaymai. You say that it's Arla. And Rosh holds it's not Mekaymai. You don't say it's Arla, you say it came from Ruba da Alma. There's something else which is called Kurva de Muchach. It's something which is close by, and it's Muchach, it's Nicker, from where it came. It's not 100% proof. But Korva the Muchach is a raya that it came from there. It's a mashmois that came from there. Korva the Muchach, the Ketzais combines Korva the Muchach, Bakaima, if you read the Ketzais, he mixes the two together. He says they're the same thing. They're both the shyness and the Rishayness. The Ketzais says they're one and the same. But the Netziv says the Rush holds, and he doesn't hold the Makaima. You find something in the street, there's no Muchach from where it came. It could have come from anywhere. So he says you go bust a Ruba the Alma. You find a barrel of grapes in a vineyard, they didn't fall off the trees. Someone collected them and put them in a barrel. There's no curve of the muchach from where it came. And Sha'in came, if you find a kiss with its mouth open and coins opposite the open mouth of the kiss, that's curve of the muchach. It's an umdana that came from there. In umdana, all shas we go bust a umdana. It's an umdana, it came from somewhere. So it looks like it came from there. It looks like it came from there. Mestam, the Netziv doesn't say it by Merkulis. Mestam, he would say the same thing by Merkulis. The stones that are within an amu, up to four amas, near the Merkulis, it's Muchach. People throw stones. When you throw stones, they don't sit. They fly all over the place. It's a kurva de Muchach. It's something that's nicker from where it came. If it's nicker from where it came, so then there's a hachacha. So then you go, but you go according to a curve of the muchach. Mistam, the same thing. If you find a ring on a dead body or right near a dead body, a dead body is not in the middle of the Macy's department store. You have clothing. It's in the middle of the woods. It's an abandoned place. You don't find clothing in the woods. If you find clothing right next to the mace, so you assume that it came. It's a curve of the muchach that it came from the mace. If it's mamish by the mace, so memela the Rosh Hashita. By Korva the Muchach is that he's Maida. So it's a Dabar HaMuchach. And Sha'in came, you go on the street, you find a piece of meat on the street. That's not Korva the Muchach, that's Makaima. You know, right people walk by. Now Muchach came from them more than from anybody else. All you have is right. So there, you go Basar Ruba down. So this explains the Shita Sarash. Answer the Ketzais Kasha. The Maisa, it's still. End up, it's not Nogea Ladina. Ladina, we still pass it to Rambam and the Ramban. We do hold that the site of Makaimai. And that answers why you're learning Yeshiva all the years. Rive, you hear about all the time. Rive the Kariv, you never hear about the Umdin of Kariv. Because the whole issue of Rive the Kariv comes up rarely. The idea that you should be Chayshish all over the place, not just here. Because Ruba the Ruba cases of Makaimai, most fakes. Are in a place where you know the traffic there, you know where it came from. That's why the sugya doesn't come up that much. Okay, but I'll go upon him. This is the Rabban. Rabban holds the vineyard is Makaimai, and Mimela, the Rai Bakarav, we don't go bus arrive, and the Rush holds the vineyard is not Makaimai, and Mimela, you go bus arrive. The Gemara brings another case of wine, Hanuziki de Chamra, the Shtaka Fekufoi. There were canteens of wine found. Now, what is Bekufoi? It's a Machlexi Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says Bekufoi means in a vineyard. And Tosfos says Bekufoi is a place. We found it in the street, in a place. The Shtaka Fekufoi, Sharinu Rava. Rava said you can be Megal. It could be Mekel. What was the Shaila here? The Shaila was not a Shaila of Arla, but a Shaila of Yayin Esach. It came from Yidden, it came from Gayim. Rava was Matin, Leim Alei Savala de Reb Chanina. He went past a Kurva. According to Rashi, he assumed he came from that vineyard. According to Tisus, he assumed he came from that city, which is Reb Yisrael. And he was Matir. Shirinu Rava, Leim Alei Savala de Reb Chanina. Chayra, he was Matir. Why did he go according to Ruba the Alma? Why did he go according to Karev? So the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the Ruba, the Shufchai, Yisrael. Most of those who had the custom of pouring wine from barrels into canteens, wine was sold in a barrel. If you're traveling, you bought a canteen full. So the Sheif Chayayin were mostly Yidden. So the Mela. He had Ruba Dalma also that it was Yid. Fani Mili Baravi. Avazutri emer me every drachim rabba. This is all talking about large containers, which are not the type that travelers take. So memela hamachoishish for every drachim. Avazutri, but small size containers emer me every drachim rabba. So memela, I would be choishish for ruba de'alma. The ikar ravrivi bahadayu. You found big ones and small ones together. Ema vavure havamonchi. I assume that they were together. And the meila, I go vaita basa, not every drachim, but most people here. The Taz asks why Bekufoi is not called Makaymai. Why isn't Bekufoi? Like Gemara Bizarayich and Bekufoi. Taz asks, why isn't that also called Makaymai? It's also in its place. The Gemara brings a Raya from here that Rive Karev Hachanachara Ruba the Alma. Why don't you go past Ruba the Alma? Why don't you say it's Makaymai? They could find. So the Nitziv answers that the Kasha only is a good Kasha like Rashi. Rashi says Bekufai was a vineyard, so you could ask it's Makaymai like the Ramban. But according to Taisus, Bekufai is a Shem Makim. It's a Makim Bechlal. So if it's a Makim Bechlal, so then it's not Makaymai. It's like Taisus, it's good. If I don't can hold like Taisus, then it's not Makaymai. Okay, Akoponim, this is the. This is the Gemara. Now, this Gemara is brought the Negeya something nothing to do with Raiva Karev. Now, Eretz Yisrael today, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is that a Hechsher has to guarantee Arla. You know that if anybody was in Eretz Yisrael, you buy a product from Eretz Yisrael, you buy wine in America, it comes from Eretz Yisrael. So the Hechsher says it's Noki Mechshash Arla. Every fruit store or nut store has a hechsher noki mechshash arla. That means that they check into it. They don't stam. There's some hechsherim like that that they just write that without knowing. But the halach yelach of the hechsherim in Eretz Yisrael is that you have to certify that what you're getting is not arla. Is arla noigah for florets? So the arla itself is noigah for florets. The Shem Chutzlaris, and not only Daigin Chutzlaris, Daigin by Goyish Fields also. Not well known. Arla is Daigin Chutzlaris. Not only that, if you have a Goyish neighbor who has a tree in the backyard, they're growing blueberries or one of the other few things that actually grow in New York City, very few things grow in New York City, but they're growing something and they bring you some of it, some berries as a gift. So they may be kosher, but they're not mutter. They're arma. The first 3 years of a tree, the asr even bahadah, not only bahila, the asr bahadah. Why don't we have a chutzlar? It's hechsher for arma. So the teretz is Taisus brings on the Yamin Aleph. Taisus mentions that we have a kabbalah that safik arla the chutzlar is mutter. Alachem shemesina. And even though safik deras lachomra, but safik arla the chutzlar is. His mutter, and that's why tomatoes, no, vegetables is no arma, only on trees or things that you don't have to plant. Berries are trees, blueberries are appropriate. There's a din of arma on things that that grow, but we have a Kabbalah, Safak arma, b'chutzlar, it's his mutter, so we don't have a hechsher. Question is, in Eretz Yisrael, do you need a hechsher? Or is it just... the chumra? So the Miches Yitzchak has a tshuva. What? Arab Navarra was even by Goyim. There's no difference, Goyim or Yidin. So the Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Zayin, tshuva tzadik vav. He brings a gra in Hilchos Arba. The gra is very short. The gra writes him so short. If you're not holding the sugya, I went to look up the gra. I thought it's a big gra the way he brings it. The whole gra is, I think, the following words. It says, "Bava Basra Chavdalan on the days, Velema, the Koshken Kahagazma." The whole thing. Velema Vachulu. Right, it says here by Arla, Leimah Rai v'karav achanachar Raiv. Leimah, the Gemara's Lashes, Leimah Shem Tzavakar Chanina. The Koshken Kai Gavna. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara's saying, if you find Arla in a field, if you find, rather, grapes in a field of Arla, a wine in a field of Arla, the Gemara is saying, in a field of Arla, Rai v'karav achanachar Raiv, Yigobas arrive. So he says, Koshkein, if you find it somewhere else. Koshkein, if you find it, imagine, if you find it in a field of Arla, the Gemara is saying, you should say, Raiva Karavachanach arrive. So if you don't find it in a field of Arla, you find it in a department, in a supermarket, you find it totally outside, he says, Koshkein, Yigobas arrive. And ripe fruits are not Arla. For simple reason, because a tree doesn't give fruits the first 2 years. Right? You plant a tree more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that's the first year. Could be you just planted it 2 months ago. So that year, it's not giving pears. The second year gives very inferior pears. Even the third year, it's acceptable pears. So it's arrived. The tree lasts 10 more years. So you have 10 years non-Arla, and 3 years, which is really 1 year of Arla, so you go bus arrive. So he says, the Chayrez, the Ferish and Asogya, that you don't need a Hekshe for Arla. Why not? It's Yisrael. They're makbid to have a Hekshe for Arla. So he brings the following, listen to a Svara. He says, those who hold there, it's Yisrael, you need a Hekshe for Arla, the following Cheshbon. Now, you have to halk up, pay the Cheshbon. You know, the Gemara says, that called the parish move the parish. If you find meat in the street, you say it came from Raiv, and if Raiv had Basha, it's Basha. However, if you have a person who went into a butcher store and bought meat, and he doesn't remember which butcher store he bought it in, he's in Bnei Brak, he bought meat in a butcher store, he comes home with it, they ask him, where'd you buy it? He says, what's the difference? Bnei Brak is all Kasha. Well, no, there's one tray for a butcher store in Bnei Brak. I don't know if there is, I don't say there is. He says he doesn't remember which butcher store he bought it from. Now, could be there are 100 kosher butcher stores and one tray for butcher store. There's a halacha moshe mesinai of kol kavua kemechza amechza dami. What does kol kavua kemechza amechza dami mean? It means that if you got the iser in the original place of the iser, you're not allowed to go bus arrive. It's suffered the rice lachok. So if the meat was taken from the store, kol kavua kemechza amechza dami. So zakt the shayon to the mechaz yitzchak the machmirin. Taina, that guy's good. If you go into a supermarket and you see fruit, you say kol the parish meruba parish. That's good if it was parish by a guy. But in Eretz Yisrael, we have Jewish farmers that are not from, and they have a farm. They could have 1,000 trees. They have maybe 2 trees that are Arla. But no 1,000. That may be so. So it's right. But 1 minute. The Jew himself took the fruit from his farm to the distributor. He himself, a Yid, took it from Malkin Kviusai. That should be like a Yid that went to a butcher store. He doesn't remember which butcher store. Yeah, a Yid took the fruits from the farm. And if a Yid took the fruits from the farm, that should be called Kavua Kebechta Mechtadon. That should have a din of Safed Erech Bochumra. So in Eretz Yisrael, this is the reason that Machmir, to have a Heksha for Arla, because the Chayshish, that it came from a Jewish farm, which most farms that saw are Jewish. And a Yid, a Friar Yid, if he took out, even if he has 1 Arla tree and 1,000,000 non-Arla trees, since Kol Kavua Kemechza Amechza Dami, and a Yid took it from the farm, it's like a Yid going into a butcher store. So we don't know which one he took it from. So therefore, we can't rely on Rai. We should say Kol Kavua Kemechza Amechza Dami. This is the Svara of those who are Machmir, that you have to have a Hechshon, because he can't say called the parish meruba parish. Now, svara is a good svara. This svara would cause a lot of problems. Going to all the potential difficulties you could have. But let me tell you a ha'ara that someone had. It's a shtaka ha'ara. I'll come back to Nechas Yitzchak. Let's say you buy chicken. You buy whichever hechsher. You buy best hechsher. You buy Satmar chickens or Bashkin's chickens or whichever chicken you like. And you open up the package and you see that the chicken leg, has a damage. So you go to a rav, you ask him if it's treif. So it happens. Occasionally, even nowadays, that a rav gets a chicken brought to his house. So I can tell you, come out all the time, it's not a treifus. I bring a chicken leg and it's ruben de ruben's kosher. Occasionally, it's treif. Someone tells me he bought a chicken leg. And they show me a chicken leg. They bring me the package of raw chicken legs. And maybe the package could have 4 or 8 chicken thighs with legs. He shows me one leg, but then I tell him it's treif. So they always ask me, does that mean I can't use all the legs in the package? So I tell them that chickens don't have 8 legs. Not only they don't have 8 legs, but even they have 2 legs, they never have 2 right legs or 2 left legs. It's always 1 right and 1 left. When they package it in the packages, just because the way it sits, they put either all the right thighs together or the left thighs together. So even if this one's tray, if you can be sure, the other 7 are not from the same chicken. And they're good. Now listen to the ha'ara. So tumul's in the belt over this ha'ara. Unless a whole chicken, then the whole chicken is trapped.
I mean, cut up.
But if it's the same chicken, you have to find out. But let's say you have such a case. I have this one chicken leg which is treif. I know somewhere out there there's the other chicken leg which is also treif. I can't find it. The other chicken leg looks normal. L'chaira, where was this leg treif? Didn't become treif in the butcher store. It was treif in the shechita house. So it comes from a certain shechita house. They shechted 100,000 chickens that day. Okay, 100,000 chickens. One of the chickens came out treif. No, it happens. That other chicken leg, the chayra should be kol kavua kanesa master dami. All 100,000 chickens that were shechted that day should have a din of treifus. Because it was nikr b'makayimai. Yidden took it out of its market. And b'makayimai it was nikr. Why aren't all the 100,000 chickens kokamokim eftam eftadami? Why aren't they all treif? Or there are those who tie them. Chaticha roi l'skabin is not bakal. A portion of chicken is chaticha roi l'skabin. Shouldn't be bakal. This is shtaka kasha, which is the mitzvah to answer, because the minig is to be machshir. But in Lamdis, it's something of an issue. I gave shir this year on Sunday in Hilchos Taruvos. And we learned this sugya, and I mentioned this ha'ara. We learned chaticha roi l'skabin. So it caused something of a tumult to try to answer what the answer was. All right, those of you who are learning Yeridai Baravansky, you're asking, why we don't say, because the kasha is the kasha. A kapanim, getting back to Amichas Yitzchak, the Dine Arla. In the case of Arla by Ephraim Yid, the Michas Yitzchak has a very geshmaka teretz. And you should know, he paskins lahalacha, that you do not need a hechsher for Arla in Eretz Yisrael. Lahalacha, he says, you don't need a hechsher. You can go into a store and buy fruit, you have to separate trumas and maisrus. But of Arla, you don't have to be chayshish for Arla. Why? Why don't you say kol kavua? He says very kishmak. He says, we're talking about Fraya Yid. The Fraya Yid, he doesn't have a suffix. He knows this tree is Arla, he just couldn't care less. there's no time to say kol kavua kemechta mechtadam, because cause a man he knows what it is. The dinim of kol the parish merubah parish and kol kavua don't kick in. When did the dinim of kol the parish merubah parish and kol kavua kemechta mechtadam start? When you have sveikis. Once you have sveikis, it's already kol the parish merubah parish. When a yid walks into a butcher store and he buys meat, in the butcher store he picks up the meat. And he takes it out. He's misupik what he took out. And misupik what he took out, you say, kol kavua kemechtam echtadam. But if you know what you took out, a friar yid, he brings taka from the Yad Yehuda and Hilchus Tarumas. Then if a friar yid goes and buys meat, and he brings it to you, and the friar yid says it's kosher, he has no nemans. Where did he get it? You're allowed to rely on kol the parish beruv parish. I.e., went into a store. When he went into a store, he's not misupik. He knows if he bought treif. He knows if he bought kosher. The dinim of kol the parish and kol kavua only start when the suffix starts. And once the suffix starts, it's already kol the parish. So he says, Ladina, based takan agamara, that you're allowed to be sainach and kol the parish, beruv parish by arla. He says at the end that it's not a mitzvah to be mefarsim. Shouldn't be that fry yidden gain from deliberately using arava, and it's a hider to have a hefsha for arava. He says mikra adin, you don't need it. He says don't be the farce in it, but mikra adin, you don't. You take it, don't need the hefsha. So that's a side din that comes in. Once it's parish from the farm, I guess he means that causes. Once it's parish from the farm, that's when the suffix starts. Okay. So this is the sugya of Reiv Akariv. So we had two major sugyas, Reiv Akariv, and before that we talked about Grom and Garmi. The next piece of Gemara I'd like to learn with you, Bikiyas style. I feel achroi to try to finish the perek as best we can, especially for those who are finishing or hope of finishing the Masechta. For those who don't, if you keep track of which parakim you finished, I hope ultimately you'll make a siyum on Bava Basra someday. I keep track. Every 7 years I learn a Masechta. I never finish, even though I tell you to finish a Masechta, I don't finish the Masechta. This year, I'm going to make a Siyum on Bava Basra because from 7 years ago and now, and when I had finished previously, I kept track. I know that this year I hope to make the Siyum, which I think is good because I don't know if anybody else actually finished all the Prakim. Some of you are close, but... Anyway, I would like to finish. Let's do the next piece of Gemara, Bikiya style. Please pay attention. We'll learn the Gemara, and then we'll get back to the Iyun on the next Amid. Marchikin ha-se'ilah me'ir esrim v'chamesh amid. I say Bikiya style, I mean to know the Gemara Rashi. I don't mean to read it with some dafyomi people. Marchikin ha-se'ilah me'ir esrim v'chamesh amid. A tree has to be 25 amas from town. Tell me, you heard such a thing. A tree has to be 25 amas from town. Ubecharub ubeshikba chamishim ama. And there's certain types of trees which are either uglier or wider. They have to be 50 amas. Now, what's the reason for this? So the first line of the Gemara says, "Bishum noy ha'ir." In Metakonis, the city should look nice when you approach a city from the outside. And a nice open field is nice. A forest of trees outside a city is not nice. So it was a takana to be marchik the ilan from the ilanis from the city 25 amis away. And a churavit shikma, either because they're uglier trees or because they're wider trees, to be marchik it 50 amis. Abishalaymer kol ilan srak chanishim ama. Any tree that doesn't have fruit, 50 amis. Now, in my ear kadma, if the ear was first, they had no right to put the tree there. Kaitu tveini nice and dumb. You cut it down, you don't pay the owner for it. But in my ilan kadma, if the ilan had a right to be there, the ilan was there first and the city came second, kaitu tveini it's been nice and dumb. The city has to pay him, reimburse him his loss for cutting down the tree. Suffix zekadma, kaitu tveini nice and dumb. If it's the suffix which was first, you cut it down, you don't pay. Even if it's giving fruits, you're still cutting down the tree. You're going to ask how you let it cut down. That's a good kasha. What? Gemara. So Chavava Amid Aleph, we're going to have that. I hope we're going to get there. And the Gemara, the Makar of cutting down fruit trees is above a Kamba, Baba Basra, same Gemara. Hope we'll get there yet this week, not next week. The Muki Yosef writes on this Mishnah, Ha-Hilchasa L'Mashicha. This Mishnah is a halacha for when Mashiach comes. The Mestisim Beretz Yisrael, Mayri, and Mishimno Yo'ir, Kedisim B'Gemara, we'll see the Gemara in a minute. This was a Takana only in Eretz Yisrael. Muki Yosef, the Rajba, Rashi, and the Gemara say this Mishnah is talking only in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh bring the Mishnah Stama. They seem to hold that even a Chutzlar Eretz, there is such a Takana of Noi Ha'ir. Certainly doesn't apply today. Today there's no such Takana. We don't have a Takana of Noi Ha'ir in our city. So this, you understand, is Pashtus, not Hilchus Mazikin. This is Takana. It's not Hakokas Nezikin. The Gemara says, "My time, Amar Ula, Mishum Noi Ha'ir." In fact, the Gemara, take the clay. He doesn't saw the Migrash, like Migrash Sada. This Gemara is referring to is a halacha that the Torah says by Orei Leviim that every city that the Leviim got, as you know, these Leviim got 48 cities, which belonged to them, plus a Migrash, 1,000 amos all around the city. And that Migrash is for Noi Ha'ir. There are no trees there. It's 1,000 amos around the city. So Frank the Gemara, typically you're not allowed to make the strip around the city. It's supposed to be a place for Noi Ha'ir, for people to go out, parks. It's not supposed to be trees or sodas. So why does our Mishnah say, Mishum Noi Ha'ir, 25 amis, typically Mishum Dei Noi Simigrosh, Sode Migrosh, Loi Migrosh, Sode. You're not allowed to make it, you need a Migrosh. There's a machlokes if this din is only by the 48 cities of the Leviim. Rabbi Laza says it's only the 48 cities of the Leviim that have a din migrash. The Chachamim say no, the whole outside of the city, every city in Eretz Yisrael gets a din migrash. So it says taka, according to the Chachamim, every city is 1,000 amos. Well, we're going to Rebbe Laza, who holds Isa Sada Migrash and Migrash Sada, Hacham Mishum Noi Ha'ir Layatina. Now, this Gemara is a raya to the Muki Yosef and the Rajva. They were talking about cities in Eretz Yisrael. Because why does the Gemara ask Ein Isa Migrash Ha'ir? That is Eretz Yisrael. That's only in Eretz Yisrael Ein Isa Migrash Ha'ir. So this Gemara seems to be a Makar, the Rajva brings it as a Makar for Yeshita. That this is talking Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Those who argue, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh will have to answer that the Mishnah is referring to everywhere, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So we may like it if Kakasha from Eretz Yisrael. Ula Abada Nami Damri Einois and Migrash Sada Migrash La Migrash Sada Hani Milizraim Avilanois Abdinon. Or you could say the Mishnah is going to Rabbanan. You're not allowed to plant it Stamazar. Because that's not nice for the city. But a few trees, that's nice. 1,000 amis. So they made it gather. 25 amis, the ring around the city should be open. And 1,000 amis beyond that, you're allowed to make ilanis. So menor temra. How do you talk it? No. The shiny beans are only ilanis. That's right. You're not allowed to plant for 1,000 amis. And ilanis only 25, the tanya. Karfif yaisim and beis asayim shoka fudira. You have an open field, more than Beis Asayim, which is 50 amos by 100 amos, 5,000 square amos, which is Hukaf Ladira, which has a fence around it to live in. Nizra Rubai Hariu Kagina. If you plant Raiv of it, it gets a Din Gina. I'll explain what Din Gina means in a minute. Ba'asr, which is Sir, 1 minute. Nita Rubai Hariu Kachatzar Umutah. Trees is a Chatzar and it's Mutah. Chatzar and Gina. Let me tell you a halacha. Which is very negaya, especially in the country, is a halach in Hilchus Shabbos. This is referring to a din in Hilchus Shabbos. Everybody knows that if you have an area that has a fence around it, you're allowed to carry. Everybody knows that. The only problem is it's not true. Not true. If you go to the park on 18th Avenue, or the park on Avenue L, And you go, the baseball field or the tennis field has a fence around it. So you go in there, you take a child on Shabbos, and you want to carry the child. You think, yeah, I'm allowed to carry the child. It's a fenced in area. It's got a fence all around it. Wrong. The halacha is that you're only allowed to carry in a fenced in area if either it's hukat madira, it's fenced in and someone lives in that area, or if it's not hukat madira, it has to be less than a beis hasayim, less than 5,000 square amos, 50 amos by 100 amos, 5,000 square amos. 50 by 100 is about an area 160 feet by 80 feet. Baseball field certainly is 160 feet by 80 feet. 80 feet is a city block is roughly 200 feet. So if you have a field which is the width of a city block, that's awesome. If it's fenced in, a baseball field, then that's us. It's us that's carried there. People are not aware of it. But, what? Could a dira be an office? If it's Parks Department office. So I don't know what the thing is. People don't sleep there. I mean, on the job maybe, but they don't officially sleep there. So I assume that that's not hooked up for dira, but I'm not certain. But at any rate, if it's Lahok of Hadira, you're not allowed to carry. There are many bungalow colonies. We had a big sif-suf in our bungalow colony. The garbage, the big garbage bin, was in the parking lot. Nobody wanted the smell. They put the garbage bin in the parking lot. The parking lot itself had its own fence. It was more than a base of sign. And people used to carry the garbage to the garbage dump on Shabbos. They figured you're allowed to carry it. I personally felt that you're not allowed to carry it there, that a parking lot is not called Hukat Ladira. I also disagreed, and they argued that it is Hukat Ladira. But if you agree that it's not Hukat Ladira, then carrying into a garbage, throwing the garbage into the garbage dump, carrying from the bungalow colony into that area, is something that's awesome. Garbage, most of the garbage today is not. The Mukta books all say garbage is Mukta. If you look in the English Mukta books, they all say it's Mukta. But Pam held that it wasn't Mukta, because if you throw away one plastic fork, a plastic fork is not Mukta, it's a keli. Even if you throw it away, a broken keli, if it's usable, but you throw it away, it becomes Mukta. But a whole keli is not Mukta. And buses, the halacha is, you go according to the value. The value of one plastic fork is more than the rest of the garbage, which has no value. So Pam held that the garbage is not Mukta. You hold it, it's mukta. The head will be at Graf Sharei, maybe. But yes, Shia, the Gemara here is saying that if you have such an area that's hooked, and you plant zroim there, you plant tomatoes or wheat, it's ice hooked for dira. If you plant trees, that's not a stira. Because people like to have in their courtyard, they like to have trees, they sit under the trees for shade. And so then Gemara is bringing a raya that trees are called dira and seeds are not called dira. If you don't mind, let's just learn the next piece of Gemara. In the ear kadma kaitis vein and nice and damin. Maishtel gabe bar. Itani kaitis vein nice and damin. The first Mishnah we learned in this parakas, chafei amit beis, by a tree that goes into a bar, we said kaitis vein nice and damin. Maishtel kaitis vein and nice and damin. It's an expression in English that too many chefs spoil the broth. In Hebrew, the expression is Aramaic. Kidra de beishutvi, a pot that shutvim are cooking, it's not hot and it's not cold. It's never the way it's supposed to be. Too many people are in charge. The same thing, if it's around the city, so if you're going to have to be kaitzitz for nice and dumb, then you'll never collect the money. No one will ever put it together. Well, my kosher. Say a better teretz. Dilma shani azeka de rabbim, azeka de yachid. If you mazik the rabbim, you cut down the tree, you don't get paid. If you mazik a yachid, you do get paid. So Gemara says that's correct teretz. If you planted a tree after the city was up, you don't get paid. Because you don't deserve it. Eliyat mader of kahana asefa. Now, what's a sefa? The sefa was when the person planted the tree first and the city came second. And Miyum Kodam, he deserves to be paid. Kites, it's been nice and dumb. Laimalohu, Havli Beresha Dami Bahadur Ikuts. Why does it say kites? And then nice and dumb him. Let him say, first pay me, and then I'll cut down the tree. On that, Rav Tana said, Kidru the Beishufi, Lashamiri Veloikriyu. They'll never happen. We want to preserve the Noya Beretz Yisrael. And in Melo, we tell them, cut down the tree. Once you cut it, the person will make sure he gets paid. But if you don't cut it, and the city has to collect the money, they'll never collect the money. Safik Zekadam, Safik Zekadam, Kaitis Feine, nice and done it. We said if it's a Safik, so you cut down the tree, but you don't pay. Cut down the tree, Mavarashah. But money he doesn't get. Maishna Mibar, Damrit Layikites. By bar, we say, if I plant a tree, the roots are going into your bar. So Safik, which was first, you don't cut it down. Hasam Devadi Ladlo make its kais, make it Namile Aminolay. Kites. There, it's a Safik if you cut it down. A Safik if you cut it down, a Safik you don't cut it down. But halcha by a city, the body will make its koi. There's no suffix you cut it. The only suffix is if you pay. It's sikha supposed to be cut down. Sveik enami, I mean, like kites. So it's a suffix, but manashaf, you have to cut it down. Just what's the shayla if you get paid? Yimishum domi, demei, the money. I mean, like, I say, raya vishaku. We say, I might say, I'll have a raya. So the meila, you cut it down, and I might say, I'll have a raya to get paid. So this is the din of noi ilanois. This one, the kud, I want to speak out tomorrow, which is Negeat Niske Shcheinim, but please just keep on moving and try to stay ahead.